Organizing a general election in Singapore for more than 2.75 million voters is a huge undertaking that requires meticulous planning of many election officials to run the show. During the 2020 Singapore general election, there were 2.6 million voters, 1,097 polling stations, and about 30,000 election officials. The election in 2025 will now see 36,000 officials, many of them from the public service. From the moment the writ of election is issued to the final vote count, a rigorous process is in place to ensure a fair and transparent election. Here's what goes on behind the scenes.
I think one of the challenges an election official will face is the fact that we have to wake up very early on the polling day itself. Some of my officials have to wake up as early as 4:30 or even 4 o'clock. This is so that we can prepare the polling station ready for voters to come in at 8 a.m.
To be prepared for their roles, election officials undergo thorough training for up to a year in preparation for the big day, polling day. The logistics involved at polling centres include being prepared for voters with mobility requirements and making sure stamps used for voting are in working order.
Morning, usually people are excited, so they'll come and then there'll be a huge crowd. Maybe I could suggest they could come after lunchtime or in the early afternoon, 5 p.m, so that the crowd is evenly spread.
After voting, the integrity and secrecy of your ballot is paramount. Sealed ballot boxes are transported under police escort to the counting centre.
Whatever you vote is confidential. We would have no access to what the members of public vote.
At the counting centre, candidates and their agents can inspect the ballot boxes and again observe the counting process, ensuring transparency. After the results are announced, ballot papers are placed into separate boxes and sealed, witnessed by candidates and their agents, and then stored in the vault at the Supreme Court for 6 months before being destroyed.